The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre!
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's running mad,
D12's. Hey, what's up, everybody? Milkman, are you there with me?
Hey, baby, yeah, we're ready to rock out in the madhouse.
Hell, that's what I'm talking about, man. It's like, what, Sunday, 2:38 Eastern? We're out fucking like what? Zolar, man. We're going to do Madhouse Vision, but something's up when Zolar calls into the to the conference line, man.
Oh, okay. Well, he's getting us set up here. He's coming over setting.
I
think we're getting straightened out.
Quick. Yeah, everybody just calm down. Prankmaster, I've asked him to help me out.
OPM, thank you.
And we'll see if we can get Zola here as soon as possible. Milkman, can you call him in? Is that what you're trying to do before?
No, we was on a conference, and whenever he came on with you, it just went haywire.
I think he has something set up with like his sound settings where...
Because they broadcast normally with that setting, right?
Yeah, like when I broadcast in mono mix, it makes so everything that you hear on my computer, from the MP3s I play to if I start playing a porno, you hear the porno music going. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I think my thinking is that he's got that still set up. So what I say to him, it's coming back and it's echoing like crazy. So hopefully he can figure it out.
His own mix is coming back.
Yeah, exactly. So it's doubling up. Yeah, because it's only when he talks. So I really want Zola to be on. That'd be badass.
Yeah.
So
he'll be on.
Yeah, I've asked Prankmaster for his help. Prankmaster, if you can go out there and help him out in doing that. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Get the rest of this prank call party rolling.
Right on. So everybody, thank you for listening to the Madhouse. You got me here up in the FLA. This is Carlito, your host. Whoa, who's that? Hello, Zolar. I don't know. What was that, Milkman? Does that mean someone's
doing? That was a call-in.
Yeah, but no,
but
I
they didn't speak.
Am I on the air?
Oh, shit. We got Zola on the air. Zola, what's up, man?
All right, let me see if I can lower the microphone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, man, we hear you. What's up, dog?
All right, finally,
we figured it out. Hell yeah, man. That's sweet. What's up, man? How you doing?
Baby. Well, I'll tell you something right now. Prankmaster left off on my computer and all the, you know, shit was screwed up. I'd never be able to figure it out.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm glad you're on, man. So how you doing tonight, Prankmaster? How you doing tonight, Zolar? Zolar, I'm on beer number 7, and I've had about 3 bowls of Crip tonight, so I'm like, I'm out there, you know what I mean?
I said, you've already got at least a couple bowls under your belt.
Yeah. Zolar, what you been up to lately, man? You had a good show last night. I was listening, man. That was good stuff.
Yeah, I let my poor audio engineer catch herpes, and he ate the bitch out.
Man, I was trying to tell him, for the love of God, just take a Ziploc bag or something, man. You can't just go sticking your tongue in that, man.
Yeah, one time I used the wrapper from a cigarette pack on a Marlboro pack of cigarettes. You know that cellophane?
Yeah.
Just that was a desperate moment.
Worst comes to worst, just split a condom down the middle or something. That's insane, man. So what's up in New York?
You can have some damn Listerine fresh.
Hey Zola, why don't you tell me how much is a gallon of gas up there in the NY?
$4.
$4. Wow, that's insane, man. We're at like $2.99 is the highest I've seen, but I've heard reports of higher than that. So. It's all fucked up, man. It's all fucked up, man. All this hurt.
Yeah, well,
shit.
It doesn't cost me $4. I just go out and siphon it off of people.
That's right. You know, you got to find a good big ass RV and just siphon out of that. You can get a lot of gas out of an RV. That's what I've learned in my experience. Yeah, you can fill up your if you have a fleet of cars, you can go up to an RV and fill up your cars. Nice and full of gas, man. So, and anyway, so what's up with this dude who's got beef with you, this old guy? Well, he was hilarious, man.
Yeah, he's not so old, though. He's in his early 30s, I think. And we called him last night, and we had a little bit of a fun time with him about his wife. And it turns out that he's a biker, and he's missing an eye and a couple of fingers, and he's a real brawler.
Holy shit, man. He's missing an eye. That's tough, man. I wonder if he wears a patch. We should call him back. I don't know if someone can get that dude and hold me. Give him our number here and call in. That'd be badass. I would love to go in.
You still got his number?
I'm sure KDK has it if he's still listening.
I'm the one who gave KDK the number, and the number is 330. Get ready to
wait. Hit it to me, and I'll aim it to him.
Yeah. Aim it to Milkman, and we'll set it up. We'll give him a call. He wanted to talk to you, right?
Yeah.
The only thing, Zolar, do you have the ability to call him yourself? Because, excuse me, with my setup now, he won't be able to hear you, and I think he wants to talk to you. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Let me see if I can get everybody on the air with him. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Zolar, you know how to hook it up.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Zolar's got it.
Okay, he'll do it. Cool.
Hell yeah.
Okay,
cool.
Everybody will hear this call.
We'll put this motherfucker back in the air. All right, cool. So while Zolar's doing that, I just dropped a bunch of stuff on the ground. Fuck. I'm going to forget about this, too. Anyway, so, Milkman, you're still there, right?
Here we go, guys.
Yeah, baby, we're here.
Right. Hey, what's going on?
Hey. What's this now?
Yeah, I hear you and you're fine.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, what do you want?
Are you the guy who's a biker with one eye and a couple of fingers missing looking for Zolar?
No, but he's sitting right here.
We need to talk to this guy.
Alrighty then. Here he is.
Okay, Carlito, take your way with him.
He won't be able to hear me. I'm
working on it. Okay, he will.
No, yes he will. Yes he will.
Work?
Hey,
yes,
what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man? What? So you got a problem with my boy Zolar? What's up?
Hey, I'm gonna call Zolar and I'm gonna give him hell.
What are you gonna do, man? Let me tell you. First of all, you're gonna have to come through me first. My name is Carlito, bitch.
Hey! Oh, there goes the big thing.
We need bodyguards.
Yeah, I don't like the way you're coming
off
with the mouth.
Hey, your fucking ass on the phone last night?
No, I'm talking to you now. Well, fuck last night. It's Sunday morning. I'm talking to you. You know, you're gonna talk some shit.
No, I'm talking about Friday night, dog.
You got it all wrong, man. You got it all wrong. Talking to my boy like that, you know. You know, he knows
no,
people.
No, I talk to your boy however, man.
What are you gonna do exactly? Because you know, the all I know is I'm gonna come down there and fucking hit you with. I'm gonna beat your ass with your shoe. I take your shoe off.
Oh, you're gonna come here and beat my ass with my shoe.
With your own shoes, bitch. I'm gonna make you eat your shoes too.
Ah, shit, dog. Give me directions. I'm eating ass. Wake up, guy.
All right, well, where you live at, man? Come on, where you live at? Where you live at, man?
Fucking Ohio, dog.
I'm in Columbus. I said I'm in Columbus.
You're in Columbus?
Yeah, that's right, Columbus, man. Where you at, Cleveland?
Now, I actually live in Talmadge. If you're in Columbus, you know where I'm at. Where am I at if I'm in Talmadge?
Well, I'm over here. Where you want to meet? Over here. We can meet at the bus station.
Yeah, which part of Columbus?
Yeah, well, no. I'm going to take the bus, but I'm gonna meet your ass. The minute you step off the bus, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to take your shoes off and beat your ass with them. You know, I don't need you talking shit about my boy. That's all I got to say, motherfucker. You one-eye having bitch.
Hey, motherfucker, I talk to your boy however I want to. I talk to them.
You know what? That's fine, but me, my boy Milkman, he's gonna be down there. My boy Zolar, he's gonna be down there, and we're gonna fuck your shit up. Is all I gotta say. So you better bring all your cousins. Is all I gotta say. If you can rip your dick out of your cousin's ass, you better tell him to come down with you.
Shit, son. Why don't you just stop up here and visit us?
Well, come on. How big? How much do you bench?
Huh?
How much can you bench?
42 pounds.
42 pounds you bench.
Yeah, that's it.
How many fat girls can you lift up with one hand? That's what we want to know.
Yeah, that's what we want to know.
We know about you, rednecks.
How hard can I swing a hand?
How many fat girls can you lift up with one hand?
How many fat women you fucked in the last week?
How many fat women have I fucked in the last week?
Yeah, that's all you get. You bikers, all you get is them fat bitches with them big-ass floppy titties.
I ain't fucked the lady, so I ain't fucked the fat bitch lately.
Well, I've heard you've done plenty of fat fucking is what I hear.
Oh, shit, no. Dog, I'll tell you what. I seen your old lady swinging on the pole the other night, and Jesus Christ, the pole disappeared between them fucking pods. Couldn't even get to the G-string.
Shut up. Shut up. So
what are you telling me to shut up for, dog?
Because I told you to shut up, man. If I was right there, I'd steal your bike, and I'd throw it into the river. Your bike isn't shit. I'll take a shit on your bike.
Well,
I'll take a shit on your bike,
hey,
motherfucker.
Hey, you just need to cool out, man. Don't get the bodyguard started.
No, man, hang
on. It'll break bad, man.
No,
let's
hang
cool
on.
Out.
Boys from last night. He
drink a shot
come up here and whoop our ass.
I'm going to shit on your bike, I said, too.
Come on, guys. Now it's time to take a shot together, man. Had a little peaceful reunion.
Fuck that, peace.
Hey, where's old boy at?
Oh, who's Zola?
That's one I want to talk to.
He's back here, but you just don't want to talk to him. He's so angry right now, he's liable to fuck your shit up right through the phone. He'll grab your ass by the phone.
Yeah, dog, I'll give you directions right here.
Go ahead. Why don't
I'll
you
give you directions.
Give me your goddamn directions. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, hold on a second.
All right,
hurry up. Boys out, so give me directions.
Hurry up, faggot.
Where you at, Obetz?
And we'll put a boot in your fucking ass.
Whatever, man. I ain't afraid.
Hey, Whitehall boy or Obetz boy?
Are you bad? What about?
A bunch of faggots out there fucking each other in the ass tonight. What's up, man? You getting it good tonight, bitch, from that guy in your ass? Tell me the truth.
Why? Is that what you do?
No, that's what you do. That's what I heard.
I hope so.
Whatever, man.
You even sound like a faggot on the phone.
No, man. You sound like you suck a lot of dicks on the phone.
Yeah, that's what I heard you do.
Is that why you like them bikes? You like to sit on them rumbling bikes between your legs and your ass? You get a hard on rolling down the street on your bike?
That's what.
Y'all better hurry up. I don't have all this time to be wasting on your simple asses.
Hey, what's his name anyway, man? I never did catch his name.
Faggot Biker.
Wasn't that One Eye Biker? I didn't catch it.
One Eye Biker. He got, you know what happened to his eye, right? He had an erect black man's penis knocked his eye out. Poked it right out like...
Oh, a black man's penis knocked your eye out.
Look, just like
dude,
this.
I thought you got shot by a video gun.
Oh, my eye. My eye don't fell out.
What, black man's penis knocked my eye out?
No, these guys gotta be fucking faggots.
I bet you this whole fucking radio station
is nothing but a bunch of fags.
Whatever, man. Bikers are faggots.
They call people up and start rambling on like they fucking think they know what they're doing.
You wear leather. You wear leather, faggot.
If I got their peckers in their hand right now.
You wear leather. You wear leather. You take it in the ass. What's going on over there, man? Come on. Hurry up and talk to me. Don't give me this bullshit.
Hey, I'll talk to you. You want directions or what?
I've been asking for directions for the last hour.
You blow smoke up my ass just like you do your gay boyfriend's ass. And I'll tell you what.
Did you come yet? Are you
done?
Here
and fucking, you won't
even. This ain't High Street
like
now. This ain't High Street.
Yeah. Did you come yet already? Can you hurry up and give me the directions to your house?
Yeah, I came all over your fat nigger bitch fucking old lady's fucking face.
I don't fuck no niggers. You're the one that got your eye stuck out by some nigger's dick. His 10-inch long. You heard about those, how black people got those big dicks, and you just had to try it, didn't you?
Your boyfriend never done nothing like that, too. You know, I tell you what.
You just had to try.
No, I tell you what, I might only have one eye and shit, but then I guess I might only have a man, but you... You come down
yeah.
to see me and then half the man with your whole man fucking suck your ass.
Yeah, yeah, I sucked the dick once. I got my nine knocked out. What the fuck? I ain't a faggot. I don't mean I'm a faggot.
Hey, watch, just come down here. Oh, shit, we'll give you directions, dog.
Oh, my God, man. I've been waiting, man. I know you're afraid. You want my directions?
No, I'll give you actual fucking directions.
Hurry up, man. I'm waiting. I know you're afraid. I don't know you're afraid.
Shit, I ain't afraid.
The first thing that's going to happen, I'm going to steal your bike. Number one.
Oh, you're going to steal our bikes. Oh, my God.
Number two.
Actually, we're sitting here right now. But you're going to Columbus. You ain't coming nowhere. So you got to come clear down 71 and clear up fucking 77 and on to 8.
Just, look, number two, I'm going to go. I'm going to take your sister. We're going to have sex. And I'm a Mexican. I'm going to have sex with her and give it to her the best she ever had. We're going to take pictures, and we're going to send it to you.
Who, my sister?
Your sister.
Oh, you know, shit, I got a twin sister, dude.
Hell yeah, that's her, man. I'm going to think about you the whole time.
Give me 10 inches and make me bleed. You have to fuck her 5 times and punch her in the fucking mouth, you punk.
I guess you would know, wouldn't you, huh? You know all about fucking your sister,
yeah,
huh?
I sure would.
Yeah, you sure would, faggot. You sure would.
Talk to in 12 years.
You sure would, you fucking inbred.
I ain't no fucking inbred.
You know all about how your sister hits it, right? She can throw it pretty good, huh? It's all right, man.
You can't take care of business.
Look, yeah, you got to take care of business. You got to, if worse comes to worse, any port in the storm, you got to have sex with your sister, right? It's all right, man. Don't feel bad. I know you.
I was trying to have sex with your sister, but Jesus Christ, I couldn't even close my eyes and beat off with that thing.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Goddamn, she's butt ugly, dog.
That's too bad, you know, that I don't have a sister, but, you know, it was a good trade. Your sister's so experienced and everything.
It must have been you, because you look like such a bitch.
Well, all she's had is your 2-inch dick, so when she had my 10, she was just like, wow, I didn't know it was like this. Yeah, I'll give up my sister for that, man. That was like her first time right there all over again, man. All she had was your 2-inch dick. It's all right, man. You know, don't feel bad.
What are you, about 23?
I'm 48.
You lying sack of fucking dog shit.
No shit, man. I'm 48 and I'll still whoop your ass. I'll still whoop your monkey ass, bitch.
You're a lying sack of dog shit.
I'll kick your ass all over this town, motherfucker.
Because I tell you what.
Well, look.
Ain't got no room in life for fucking liars and thieves. And
yeah,
if you lie to me, you'll steal from me, and obviously you'll do both.
Yeah, well, look. As it is, you're wasting my time, man. If you're going to be real and come out and you want to do this, you know, we got me, my boy. My boy Zoe is going to be there. My boy Milkman's going to go over there. He's going to milk your teats, those fat-ass teats you got. And we're going to fuck your sister in front of you. And you know, it's on. So what's up? What's going to happen? What's good?
Well, hey, why don't you just come on down, stop on down.
All
right. I said we're down in Akron area.
All right.
Well, you guys, the time is up. The time is up. You actually passed the test. This was a test from the show to see if you guys actually had a sense of humor. We're inviting you down to New York to come on the show and possibly win $5,000 to play Redneck Feud. So you guys come on down to the show and play a game called Redneck Feud, and you could win $5,000 each.
Where's the show at?
The show's on 47 West 57th Street. That's the Howard Stern building.
That's right, man.
You writing this down?
No, actually, let me get a pencil, and I want to have some phone numbers. I want to have some confirmation, because I don't want to have this bullshit. We got a lot of motorcycles. For a while, you know, damn, I don't...
Okay, I'll give you a number to call. You speak to Gary Delabate, he's the producer of the show. Write it down, Gary Delabate.
Where's that?
Zolar, I'm gonna mute you so this doesn't go out over the air.
Here, I'm looking
at my... Everybody have it.
Is that right here?
Alright, everybody, Carlito here. We're going to take Zolar off the air real quick so he can give that number. I don't want everybody to have Gary's phone number. Thank y'all for listening. This is a great prank call that's going on right now. Alright, well, everybody, real quick, Zolar and Milkman, I don't think you're going to be able to hear this, but actually, you should be able to.
We can hear him, but I don't think he can hear us.
Exactly. Alright, Roy Wood Jr., on the air.
What up?
Hey, man. I'm sorry. We're just, you know, this is a rudimentarily, this is a very crude operation I got going here in my...
last minute.
In my college dorm room basement. Show. Yeah, in my college dorm room basement, so...
straight pirate radio, baby.
Man, this is as pirate as it gets, Roy Wood. So, what's up, man? I've been listening to your stuff for plenty of years, and it's a very big honor for me to hear you tonight, man.
It's nothing special, man. I'm just another guy trying to piss off the world. You know my mission.
Hell yeah. So why don't you let me know, how long you been doing the prank call thing, Roy Wood?
I've been doing prank calls for probably about 4 years now, man. Probably four, maybe five. It got started in morning radio down in Birmingham.
Right.
95.7 Jam, same station that Ricky Smiley started out on.
Right.
You may not be familiar with some of Ricky's pranks, but... That's, and ever since then, pranks were a way to get on the morning show. So, hey, that was my way in. So, that's what I started doing.
Yeah. Pranks definitely have turned into something. It's hard to explain. You know, before pranks used to be like an underground thing. Then you had the Jerky Boys kind of, you know, did their thing. And it got a little more a little more mainstream, but now it's this is blowing off the chain, man. So, what would you say yourself? What would you call you? What would you say is your favorite prank call that you've ever done that you're most proud of that you have out there?
You know, one of my personal favorites, man. And it never gets voted as like one of the more favorite pranks off of my CD. But my first prank call CD, my mama made me wear this. There's a prank call on there called Wallet on the Slave Ship. And I called Carnival Cruise Lines, and I told them that my granddaddy left his wallet on the slave ship when he came here from Africa.
Right.
And I wanted to know if they still had that in the lost and found.
Oh, really?
And the lady helped me. She literally wrote down the description of the wallet, and it was hilarious.
All right.
She was legitimately trying to help my grandfather find his lost wallet.
Right, all right. That's crazy, man. That's true. Let me ask you something. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did you do a skit once where you said that you were in a fraternity and it was called the KKK? Was that true?
No, that wasn't me.
All right.
Wasn't me. I do have a prank that might be floating around the internet. It isn't on any of my CDs, but I have one where I called the dry cleaners and told them that they messed up Klan Road.
Right.
No, that's an old one that I did.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't done the one before turning the KKK. Another one floating around that I did where I called the, you know how they have those little electronic collars that electrocute the dogs if they go too far in the yard?
If they get too far, it shocks them. Yeah, my uncle has one of those.
Exactly.
Pitbull, yeah.
I called a pet store that sells the collars and told them that I own the daycare and the kids keep running off. And I'm trying to figure out a way to keep the kids in line, and the guy just goes, "Oh, you son of a bitch, you can't electrocute these kids."
Oh, shit. You went ballistic.
I'm calling the people on you, and that's all.
That's crazy.
He's threatening to call the people.
Yeah, that's insane, man. That's crazy. He just went ballistic on that. Look, I know you've been, where did I see you? But you did BET, right?
Yeah, I've done BET, Showtime with Apollo. That new Star Search crap they had with Arsenio for a minute. I'll be on the new season of Comedy Central's Premium Blend this fall, actually.
Right, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll say that, but that doesn't start. The new season doesn't start airing until November, but that video will be on my website once it airs. 3W's RoywoodJr.com. RoywoodJr.com.
RoywoodJr.com, right on. Hey, let me ask you real quick. Have you ever met Arsenio Hall?
I met him when we did Star Search, but really not. It's not like we were buddies after the show and all that stuff. I mean, he's not a jerk, but it wasn't like I was around him 24/7 either.
Yeah, Arsenio Hall he's changed from the figure he was in the '90s as being that. You know, he had the talk show and everything. I used to watch him. I was like 15, 16. I used to watch him all the time, and he was different. Like, I liked him more than like Johnny Carson and stuff. But he's got a different.
Oh yeah,
mold
he was definitely
days.
The man back then.
Yeah,
but now he's just I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I remember him having Bill Clinton on playing the sax. That was insane, man. I remember that.
But, you know, Arsenio's Arsenio. I mean, until there's a replacement, you know, black people are always going, he's Arsenio. I mean, Weekends at the DL is okay, but it's no Arsenio Hall show.
Yeah, exactly. Weekends at the DL. Yeah. You know, I saw a commercial for that tonight. I was watching some, out of all things, some old Dave Chappelle episodes that were on replay. And I saw that he's got Andy Dick and stuff on there. I was like, damn, that looks pretty cool. I'm going to have to check that out. But it's not... It's
all right as a show. It's more of a...
it's like a Colin Quinn kind of thing.
It reminds me more politically incorrect with Bill Maher.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's kind of like... It reminded me of like a Colin Quinn, but with D.L. Hughley.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, kind
of
like
that. That type of stuff. It's exactly that kind of show. But, you know, hey, I can't argue with the man. He's getting a hell of a lot more money for his show than I am for mine.
Hell yeah. I mean, Kings of Comedy, he was insane on Kings of Comedy, too. I really enjoyed that when it came out. So, that's cool, man. That's cool. So, what else you got going on now these days, man?
Well, right now, man, the new thing I'm pushing right now is I've got a new prank CD that just came out about a month ago called Confessions of a High School Bench Warmer.
Right.
Front to back, some of the best pranks I've done. Some bonus tracks of stand-up comedy. People can grab it online, RoywoodJr.com. There's also prank downloads on my website. Pretty much monthly, I try to update my downloads. My Jagoff server webmaster asshole.
Yeah.
Something went down with the server or whatever, and I'm in a position right now where the site pretty much reverted back to what it was when it uploaded. Bottom line, I got to get my site redone in about two or three days, so the pranks you see on there now won't be on there. All
right, okay,
in two
so
days.
Is
you know,
ready to
monthly
old
I try to update it, and right now I'm just staying on the stand-up comedy grind. That's it, man. All right,
well, that's cool.
That's
man.
My world.
Hey, you ever come down to Orlando, man, let me know. I haven't looked at your schedule. If you ever come down to Orlando, like to the Improv or something like that, that'd be most. I definitely like to check you out. That sounds cool. I
not
see
a problem, man.
Yeah, I
got you on tickets, man. Hey, thanks for having me on tonight, man.
Hey man.
Have him do a prank tonight,
yeah. Hey, would you like to call in on a prank tonight?
Yeah, I mean, if y'all got somebody y'all want me to prank, I don't care, man. I have more fun with businesses than I do with just personal addresses. I don't know if y'all have any businesses.
Well, you know what I have? I have, and they answered earlier tonight. There's a Shell station that was charging $5.99 up to $5.99 for gas as early as yesterday afternoon. And they were on the nightly news. And they answered late earlier tonight. KDK had someone else call. The call didn't go that well, but by all means, if you want to call and talk to them, I can put you on. I'm sure they're 24 hours, so someone might be able to answer.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
All right. Well, let me get that off. You're gonna hear a series of clicks and silence while I get that set up. Just don't worry. As long as you don't hear a dial tone, I'm still with you. All right.
Okay. Cool, man. Cursing goes. What goes on this prank?
Anything you want to say goes, man. You just let it go.
Okay.
All right, man. Well, everybody, we're gonna be back. We have Rorwood Jr. with a guest prank call here in a second. Please hang on. It is now 3:09 a.m. Eastern. You're listening to Carlito and the Madhouse with guest host Zolar Milkman and guest caller Roy Wood Jr. We'll be back in just one moment.
Yeah, baby.
Ain't no dick going in that dick.
And we're hot.
All right, the weapon's hot. Centerville Shell, Centerville, Virginia.
Centerville Shell, may I help you?
Hey, good evening, morning.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to find out the number to your corporate officer, to the manager of that store. I bought some condoms from y'all's store earlier this evening. You may remember me. I came in around about 7 o'clock this evening, and
okay.
I bought some condoms.
I can give you the number. It's 1-888.
Well, no, ma'am. I need them for the manager of that store because, see, the condoms I brought, and I got the herpes, and I'm trying to figure out who I need to speak with about the herpes and getting a refund.
You're going to have to call back in the daytime, okay, sir?
Oh, baby, but the herpes is burning now, baby. Have you ever had the herpes?
Okay, good night.
Look here, baby, don't hang up on me now. I'm sitting here with my dick out.
Damn.
Got the herpes.
Damn, man. That's wrong,
yeah.
Man. What if you really had the herpes?
Not herpes, the herpes.
The herpes, I'm sorry.
That intensifies it a little bit. Man.
Thank you for using Sprint.
Shut up. Ah. I hate that.
Ask
Sprint,
we don't have
man.
Gas at $7 a gallon.
We gave it a shot. The Walmart phone cards aren't bad either, man.
Yeah. Well, no, I got a better phone card. I usually got a better phone card, but I didn't have it ready off the spot like that. But hey,
it doesn't matter. Whatever it takes to block out your number, man.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Whatever it takes.
As a comedian, what are your feelings on what went down? What's still going down in New Orleans? You got anything you would rather not talk about?
Man, that shit's crazy, man. You know what, though? It's what I've never understood for the life of me in a disaster in this country is why the president has to survey the damage. You know shit's fucked up. Why do you need to come and look? If the president shows up, he needs to show up with gloves and a bucket and chip in and help.
He needs to show up with a box full of sponges and just start soaking shit up or something, man. Because
he comes in and goes, oh, this is horrible.
This is bad.
Yeah. All right, I'll see y'all later.
Exactly.
Well, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's
what was that all about?
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to respect the hurricane, because you know the hurricane is serious when porno sites have a link for the Red Cross.
Exactly.
Look, before you jack off, go ahead and give to the victims, and then come on back and jack off to hot age.
I don't think 9/11 had that going on with porno sites linking to the
Red Cross. Not even 9/11 had the porno fucking give to Al Qaeda. No, it was nothing of the sort.
Man, if 9/11 didn't unify us as much as this has, then that's something to say for sure.
Good Christian Americans and men who jack off to Asian porn can both unite together and give to a common cause.
That's when you know the country's together.
We can all
you
get
gotta
it.
Give it up.
Thank you. That's very beautiful. Beautiful statement. Very well said, Mr. Junior.
Well, thank y'all a lot, man. I'm gonna get on back in this comedy club and wrap up with these idiots and get on back to the hotel and look up my hot Asian porn.
All right, Dwayne. Well, you enjoy that. Keep your palm greasy, and as you're a welcome member to the madhouse, man. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. It's been a pleasure.
See y'all later, man.
All right, one.
Yep.
All right. Wow, that was great. Look at that, Zoe.
Oh,
you still
my
with
Lord.
Us over there?
Yeah, baby. The big Roy Woods was up in the house.
Yeah,
the legend, baby.
Yeah, Roy Woods got. Wow, that's great. That's a great. That alone right there was cool as hell, man. That's the other top thing. Yeah. Who's on it? We still got Zolar in the air. What's going on?
I don't know if Zolar is on or not. I heard him pop a minute ago, and his connection went down, so
uh-oh.
I think he's still on or not.
This is Zolar.
Yeah, we lost Zolar. Well, hopefully he'll join up with us again. I was hoping maybe even get him down on a prank call. Ashley Zolar
his connection's down.
Yeah, Ashley Zolar said he's gonna have to go. Yeah, he's having problems with audio, so that's all right. Well, we had Zolar for a little bit at least, man. That was cool. That worked. Well, that was awesome.
Right on.
That was awesome. So, anyway, what are your thoughts on the whole situation over there in New Orleans right now?
Oh my gosh, the New Orleans debacle.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, it's just really proof in my eyes, and just about any other normal American now that you know what a freaking messed up setup we got up here in Washington. I mean,
yeah.
All those poor people, you know, babies, you know, out on the interstate. Dying of thirst, you know, and
yeah.
People flying around in helicopters and won't drop no water, won't let normal citizens in to help them.
I tell you,
my heart is out for them.
Yeah.
My tears flow freely for them. You know, it can kill me to see that.
It's,
and I hope that
you shouldn't be embarrassed to cry about this. I'm sorry. Let's not joke about it. We talked about it on Thursday night too. You know, Thursday night things we didn't know what was going on 100% yet.
We didn't know it was going to be this bad.
Yeah. Well, we knew it was bad,
people
but we didn't know 10,000
yeah,
people drowned. Bad. Yeah, it was
yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. You know, they're laying up here in the Superdome, and they can't even get all the dead bodies out of there and people out of there yet.
I just saw pictures inside the Superdome, and they say the stench
yeah.
from the Superdome is indescribable. I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah, human waste, dead bodies,
yeah.
You know, you name it, man. My heart goes out to them.
Yeah.
I pray for you all.
Most definitely. Well, look, it's 3:18. I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to try some calls here. What are you down for
right,
that way? All right, cool. So let
yeah.
me take a break because my I really got to
throw
take
in some numbers.
Yeah, definitely. I got some numbers from Lonesome Loser. Thank you very much, Lonesome, for that. I'm gonna try to call a few of those. Some of them were confirmed not too long ago.
Let's give a shout out and thank and welcome back on to the Technofrag Network. We sure are glad to be on with you all tonight.
Yeah,
Madhouse loves you.
Good point. Yeah. Madhouse, I love Technofrag. They're good quality server and good people we have picked up from there.
They treat us well.
They do. Kenny Cano is very excited, and a lot of people in the chat room are excited with Technofrag because it sounds better. You know, it's good. Well, I'm in the mic. It's good quality. And it's a really good server. Those people are pretty good. Yeah. So anyway,
you got the bandwidth. It's amazing.
Yeah, so guys, when I come back, I'm going to open up the toll-free line so y'all can call in. I'm going to gonna do some calls right quick. I don't know how much later I can go. It's 3:19. I don't have nothing to do tomorrow, but still I got to get my sleep, but I'm not too tired right now. So we're going to come back. I'm going to try to do some calls.
We got some juice left.
Yeah, we got some juice left in this machine. So anyway, everybody, please hang on. You listen to the Madhouse, madhouselive.com. Once again, that is madhouselive.com. That's the show website. You can also visit us at kdkprankcalls.com. Again, that's kdkprankcalls.com. That's the home for PCU right now. And if you're not in the chat room right now, if you're just listening on Technofrag or on PCU radio stream, be sure to click the chat icon, the chat link rather, in kdkpranks.com. And you can join in. There's a pretty full room tonight. It's been active all night, so... regardless, Milkman will be right back with you and
right,
everybody
baby.
Else. It is now 3:20 a.m. Sunday, September the 4th, and you're listening to The Madhouse on PCU Radio.
Fuck your life, I'm a psycho. And that's fucking with me again. My dreams come true.
The Madhouse will be back right after this.
Fuck your life, nigga. Fuck your life, nigga. Nigga, fuck my life.
What's up, everybody? 3:29 a.m. You're listening to the Madhouse. Mountain Man, you are with me, correct?
Yeah, and we got that party kicking tonight. Roy Woods Jr. and the whole gang stopped by.
Man, this is crazy. We got Roy Woods Jr. called in. That was my first interview like that, man. I think I held my own pretty good. I feel bad that I told the cat. I told the cat, was that I know who that was. That was some other dude. He used to do prank calls on the radio. This black dude. He was funny, man. He'd call him acting like a redneck, and he was black. He had some funny prank calls.
Hey, I downloaded a bunch of his stuff. I'll share them with you later. I went to a site weeks back, and I got everything he had on there.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, well, let me know. I've heard Roy Woods stuff. I've got his stuff here. I've heard
he's
some
classic.
Yeah, actually, my
hip-hop jams.
my boy Andy, who's normally the guest host here. Yeah, of course, he's not here. This is a short notice show tonight. He's probably out partying.
Special edition of Madhouse.
Yeah, but he's got a Roy Woods CD actually, so that's how I learned about him. Yeah, that's cool. So yeah, and then Zolar, I think Zolar headed out for the night. It's late. It's like 3:30 right now, so he's probably
gotta work tomorrow.
But off air, I was finding out it looks like that's legit. And that's good news for PCU if this dude. Them redneck dudes or whatever, and these bikers show up for redneck thing they're doing on next week. I know for a fact, I listen to Howard regularly, religiously, and I know he's talked about he was going to be doing this soon. So it looks like if that goes through, that'd be cool for PCU, man. We might get some exposure. Yeah, that's cool. So
hey, what the hell are you guys doing here? All that damn you guys called me one night.
Yeah.
I'll knock my eye out.
Yeah, well, the cool thing is I've got that recorded. That was hilarious. I was just going off on a guy just reaming him for a while. That's hilarious, man.
Yeah, cool. You warmed him up, definitely.
Yeah, I saw that, dude. That is too cool. So, yeah, right on, man. So, look, let me go real quick here. I'm breathing into the mic. This is a new mic I got. It's a headset deal. It's better quality sound, but God damn, if I can't self from breathing straight into this thing, man, it sucks.
No, you're sounding good, man.
Oh, yeah? All right, well, maybe. Yeah.
Audio's quality's good.
I'm not as worried now about it. Okay, let me make sure my level's okay. I think this is good here.
It's a lot less treble-y than the other mic you had.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let me give a shout-out to the chat room real quick, everybody who's in the chat room. Thank you for still being on. I got a pretty good crowd in the chat room this late. At 3:32. Yeah. You know what I'm thinking? Dude, let's try to go until 4:20 and then just smoke it out for the rest of the night and just kind of chill.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Hell yeah. Well,
they hold their blunts up about 4:15.
Yeah, well, it's 4:30 where you are right now, right? No,
I'm 3:30, baby.
Oh, you're 3:32. So you're still with the Eastern time then, huh? That's cool.
Yes, right. We never change.
Right on. All right, well, look, we're bullshitting a lot. I don't know. I have no idea who to prank call this late, man. I gotta
call one in Walmart.
In Hawaii? What time? Give me a time check in Hawaii real quick. This is gonna be a Walmart in Guam, man. I've got your phone card you gave me the other day that calls Guam.
Okay.
Anybody out there? Lonesome is still on. I know. He's sending me stuff still, but these are old. Okay. I mean, these were confirmed at 10. I'm concerned. People are sleeping in North Carolina. Mm. It's like 3:30. I'll scare the shit out of some people. So let's just try to chill out real quick until I can figure out here who I can call. Hawaii. Right. What time is it in Hawaii and Alaska right now? Like 10, 11 probably?
It's, let's see. Yes, it's like 11.
11 o'clock. That's not too bad. If we get some residences in Hawaii, that's not too bad.
Yeah, there'll be somebody answering.
Yeah, marriage license. I got a marriage license agent here in Hawaii. I'm just looking at some old stuff.
They're really big on homosexual weddings too.
I guess so. Well, there's a Walmart. Mm-hmm. Walmart's for the most part. Do you think they're 24 hours over there in Hawaii?
Well, okay, everything in Hawaii except one is 24 hours. Now that one we called the other night with the lemonade.
Yeah.
Now they're open all night.
Yeah.
One of them closes. Remember, it had the funny ring. I think that one was that was closed.
Dude, that's up on MadhouseLive.com. That's a 14-minute call to a Hawaii Walmart, and that was insane. That woman, I read off a piece. What's it called? The fucking numbers off.
Yeah, a barcode. It's called a UPC.
UPC
Universal
code.
Product Code.
Yeah, UPC. I read that off to her for some iced tea, lemon iced tea. Telling her it was like a car part, and she pulls it up. She's in the automotive department. She's like, lemon powder? I'm like, yeah. You I just confused the hell. I told her they put it in my car, my transmission.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. And then on there also, we got that call. I put up the one, a classic call. I've never had a call like that on the Madhouse before. We call an escort named Nautica. I'm high off my mind, and I'm calling her Nautica. And the minute she picks up, it's her and her pimp fighting about he wants to move in with her. They fight for like three, four minutes. Then she starts talking to me and Andy. Then she starts talking to me and Andy over here in the studio. And fighting with me. I told her I was going to blackmail her. And she's all like, no, you know, and all this shit. And then she goes on, and then she gets rid of me, doesn't hang up, just starts arguing with her pimp again.
Yeah.
And then the reason
I think she must have been... Must have been roasted, man, because, like, she come on there, listen, nigga, I ain't gonna have no way at my house, you know, and she's talking like this, you know, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, somebody's on the phone. Hey, who the fuck is this? Who this?
Yeah, but then she goes, yeah, y'all listening? And then she's like, I get paid $200 an hour, and I get 5 to 6 call dates a night. I think she says
she ain't gonna get no trouble for selling no pussy.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't need niggas in her house with paraphernalia and drugs. The only people sleeping in her house are paying her, and she's like, I don't need no money because she. Man, can you imagine that? She's 6 foot, 220 pounds. She sounds ghetto as hell, and she's charging $200 an hour, and. Lord. And just 5 to 6 people a night who are calling her to fucking...
Amazon tick girl, boy.
My God, man. Can you imagine? I mean, if I were that able to do something like that, I wouldn't work. I would straight up, you know?
The only thing is, the poor thing, if you was a guy, though, man, he'd fall right off of that.
Oh, my God. And then you got Prankmaster. I don't know if he's listening still right now, but this cat,
he
man.
Was.
Last night. Seriously, man. I was watching that. I was like, there's no way that this can be fake. He's going down on a straight-up prostitute. I'm like, that's balls.
Never go south. Never go south.
Oh, I mean, no. I go south. I'll tell you what. Like, you got it these days. I don't know, man. I'm good at that, but not on a woman like that. No.
Not a hooker, man. No way.
No, man. Oh.
Man, she done rode the neighborhood, and you're in there having a mouthwash with the last few guys.
Hell yeah, man. That's insane.
I'm talking about. Damn.
Right on, man. All right. So, excuse me. So, you want to try to head off? We can head off this Walmart in Hawaii, then, I guess.
Yeah, call that one guy back.
Yeah. Let me see who's coming up here. Yeah, Peopleoid, he sent a number to Lonesome Loser, and I've got that number here.
Peopleoid is our man.
He is? Who's Peopleoid?
Yeah. That's the one we're just on.
I don't know. Hang on. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am a god.
You've called the Centers for Disease Control.
I see.
Do you need help?
Yes.
What are your symptoms?
You got herpes on the line.
Anti-rape.
Burning and urination?
Come again. Do you have? Does it feel like fire shooting out of your dick?
Nah, dude. What's up, Carlito?
What's up, Prankmaster? Right.
Yeah.
What's up, dude? Hey, Prankmaster. Me and you.
Yeah.
Forget everybody who's listening right now. Was that real or not? Tell me the truth, man. You can tell me.
What?
You know, last night. What you did last night on the web.
Yeah.
That was real?
Yeah.
Prankmaster. Seriously.
Yeah.
Is that the first time that you went down on a girl? Tell me the truth. Let's talk. Man to man. You know.
No, not really.
Not really. You done a little bit, or like just some, or what? What's going on? You think?
No, I've done a lot. Taste
cheesy.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I mean, was it cheesy last night? Sometimes you get that cheese. Sometimes the women don't like cheese. That's nasty.
Yeah, it was kind of cheesy.
That's yeast, man. That's a bad sign. That's a sign of less than daily washing right there. Oof.
Wait, no, I thought you meant, like, cheese is by, like, you know.
Yeah.
Got a type of cheese.
My God. Anyway, so, well, I mean, you had a good time, right? That's good. As long as you had fun.
Yeah, she was okay.
She was okay.
She was kind of like a bitch, dude.
Wait, that's nice of Zola to hook you up, though, man. Every time you go over there, you're bound to experience something, man. That's cool. That's cool, man. So what's going on? How do you feel about New Orleans, man? I'm trying to do calls, but it's super late. I'm gonna try to call some Hawaiian.
I got someone. You wanna call the guy that you called last time?
You think he's still up? No, tell me real quick. I have his call posted, and he freaked out absolutely when I tried to ask about his sister. Is he real protective of his sister or something like that?
Well, I mean, I actually know him in real life. So, like, his sister is like 13, 14. She smokes cigarettes, but she likes to dress up like a guy.
Ooh.
And, you know, like, she wears guy underwear, like tidy whities, and, like, you know, she likes to do, like, the plumber's crack thing.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, her fucking ass crack is showing and everything.
So is she a lesbian, you think, or what's going on?
I have no idea, but, you know, you never know.
Did she go to school with you?
Hell no, thank God.
Well, how do you know of her? What's going on? Is this work or what?
Well, I know him through one of my friends, and I'm like, you know, he's addicted to her, but like, you know, she's been trying to get him off her case, so.
Look, dude. Excuse me. Hang on, dude. Sorry to cough in your ear like that, man. I'm just, you know what I'm doing over here. You know how I do it.
Yeah. He's addicted to cigarettes. I can tell you a little information that I know off of him. He's applied, like, for a job at, like a plumber's union.
A plumber's
union? So like
a plumber's union, huh? I'm going to call him from the union.
Let's see what else I've done. He's addicted, like, to cigarettes and, like, blunts and shit.
Yeah.
He hangs around with a lot of little kids, let me tell you.
Yeah, alright.
He was thinking in, like, you know, like, a Mexican, like, neighborhood.
Right.
Like, he's the only white family around.
Alright, hey, Pragmaster, real quick, now, you sent me his number again, right? That's what you sent me in the IM?
You want me to send it to you?
Yes, I think I have it here. Hang on real quick here. Redneck Family 908 area code?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I've got it. Now, tell me his name again and tell me her name.
I don't know her name, but I know his name. His name is James.
James, that's right. I remember I talked to James. Hell
yeah.
That was a good call, though, man. He gets absolutely freaked the fuck out. He's like, my sister's 14. Anyway.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Yeah,
I mean, he'll kick up. It'll either be him or his dad.
Okay.
His dad's fun to fuck around with, because, you know, look, my friend and I, the one that he's addicted to, she got so pissed, I fucking took a dump in a bag, and I left it on his crutch.
Did you let it on fire?
No, I didn't let it on fire. What I did was I wrote James's lunch on it.
Yeah.
And I caught the next day as a black guy. And I like, did you get the lunch I left you? And he goes, yeah.
Oh,
and he goes,
shit.
Did you enjoy it? He goes, yeah.
What?
And it was like he actually ate it or some shit, dude. I mean, it was just hilarious.
His dad must have found it or something. I don't know. That's funny. Oh, my God. You know, me and my friends, when I was in high school still, we took the shit in a bag, we stuffed it full of hay, and we put it on some old lady's front porch, like on front of her door. It rang her door, but we ran away, right? And we started looking. Yeah. We started looking from the woods, and she came out. She freaked out. She took the garden hose, put it out, put out the fire. So she didn't step on it like she was supposed to. She put it out with water, and she picked up the bag and started smelling the bag and. And smelling the shit inside of it, trying to figure out what it was, and touching it. I don't know if she thought it was something, but we were sitting like, oh my god. She was like all concerned. I think she thought it was clay or something, and she would smell it, and she would wrinkle her nose and jump back, and then smell it again and again and again.
Dude, you know what somebody's gotta do? Huh? Somebody's gotta get, like, a piece of equipment, like, you know, cheap shit.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you put it in the inside the poo.
Yeah.
And like when they stick it up against their face and smell it, they hit a button and it fucking explodes.
Oh man, that's a crazy practical joke. That's like the next step up from the old bucket full of water falling down on you. That's you step it up. Alright man, so we're gonna call James. Do you really think James is gonna call Prankmaster at this time of night?
Yeah, believe me, he'll pick up. Either him or his dad, they always pick up.
Okay, all right. Do you know the dad's name?
No.
All right. Well, no problem. Look, we're gonna fly here without a condom. Excuse me. Phase one. Okay.
Better get a dental dam here, Carlito.
Yeah. Do you know dental dams, man? Just look into dental dams. You want to write that down? Dental dams.
How about female condoms?
Dental dams are little, they're like a piece of plastic you put on the pussy. So when you lick it, you lick on top of the dental dam and, you know, there's
not. That's the point of it.
Yeah. What's the point of it? I
know.
Yeah.
That's
a stupid. I would never do that. Like, I don't care.
Tuna with cheese. Yeah, tuna casserole.
Speaking of condoms, I just saw them. They have this new type of anti-rape condom. From Africa,
right?
And it's like it's got these like sharp burrs that are built into the condom,
right?
So let's say if a guy sticks like his dick up the woman's, you know, vagina,
yeah,
it'll attach onto the dick, yeah, and it'll actually basically rip the dick, kind of like in, it'll basically make 8 different holes inside.
Yeah, I heard you get the only way to take it out is with surgery. I heard this on radio. On Friday.
Yeah,
that is insane. That's like, oof. Can you imagine that, man? Oh my
god.
And it's
like an, pretty scary too.
Yeah, well they circumcise females' clitoris over there, man, too. They do female circumcision. They hack off the clitoris so women can't feel any pleasure.
Yeah, baby.
They're crazy down there. I don't know. They have some weird customs down there, but anyway. Look, we gotta do a call. Milkman's on Prankmaster, you want to jump in on this, or you just want to be on the line with me?
It doesn't matter.
Alright, well, if he's going to recognize you, we got to be careful and all, so.
I honestly doubt it, but.
Well, maybe he'll recognize me from the other night. Alright, well, let's try this. Hang on, let's get this off. We're taking too long here. Everybody, we're going to come up with a prank call here at 3:47 a.m. This is craziness. Alright. I got Prankmaster on the line. He'll be joining us, and we have Milkman also doing the commentary. It's now 3:47, and we'll be right back on the Madhouse on PCUradio.com.
It's the Madhouse, bitch.
Madhouse, bitch.
Yeah.
I think we lost Prankmaster.
Shit. Yeah. Right.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, James?
Hello, James.
I need to speak to Big James, please. Big James.
Turn on your hearing aid.
I can't hear you.
I need to speak to Big James.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please, I need to speak to James. Oh, come on.
Turn on your damn hearing aid, son.
Get it out of your ass. Hello.
I can hear. Go ahead, talk.
Look, where's James at? Let me put that son of a bitch on the line.
Who is this?
This is me, man. This is Recluse.
Who?
Recluse.
I can't hear you.
Look, man. This is Anthony.
Enough with the names and put his ass
what?
On.
Yeah, enough with the fucking names. Put James on the line. He's got him.
You know it's 3:50 in the morning.
Yeah.
What, are you his sister?
And I know he just got off the line talking dirty to my sister. So why don't you put him on the line so he can man up like a man? Or is this his father?
Yeah.
You know what? You're a bad father. You don't know how to raise a son, motherfucker. Put your woman daughter, your other daughter, on the line.
I still don't know who you are and who you're talking to.
I know. Well, look, I'm talking about your son. Your son James just called over here at my house at 3:40 in the morning.
Talking to your house?
Talking dirty to me, to my son, to my daughter, to my wife, to my mother-in-law. He says some dirty shit.
Talking gay shit.
He says some gay...
That's right, because nobody's up.
He was masturbating on the phone talking to my sister.
Come on, put him on.
He has no phone where he is.
You shut up. This is a goddamn Christian house. We don't have that kind of shit here. You son of a bitch. You're a bad person. You raise a son who's a faggot.
It runs in the family, buddy.
Well, you know, you're wrong.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, motherfucker. What, are you afraid now? You know how what you've done to society? What you done to Lord Savior Jesus? Sir, you're going to have to talk now, sir. I command you to talk.
Hey, are you a sister? Put the boy on now.
Come on, fat man.
I think he was touching himself.
I think he just went to beat the shit out of his son. That's
I think he was pleasuring himself during your call, though. He sounded kind of like he was breathing heavy.
That was his brother?
Yeah, not his dad.
Oh my God, man! Do you think he's gonna kick that kid's ass? That kid James?
I have no clue. So. I've met his brother. His brother's such a douchebag, though, dude.
Yeah. Oh my God, man!
I mean, it's definitely like the typical, like his mom. Actually, you should have said that you were interested in his mom's cleaning service.
Because
his mom actually does a cleaning service, yet the house looks like shit.
Oh,
you know?
That's nasty. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, they just get home and they don't want to work. There's some lazy people out there, man. That's it right there. So hey, what's up with Applebee's,
dude,
man?
You want to know what? I closed my regular house phone. I'm blocked and everything.
Yeah.
And you know, I was playing calling them like two or three times within like 10 minutes. And they said, ooh, we're gonna, cause it was like 3:50, actually, no, like 5 o'clock at night.
Right.
And they were like, no, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm sorry. And they were like, well, in like 10 o'clock, sometime when we get up, we're gonna call the cops and we're gonna get number traced. And you wanna know what? I waited a month and nothing happened,
nothing
dude.
Nothing fucking happened? That's real bullshit, man.
Dude, the two parents are athletic. You wanna know that? Like, the mother gets them for, like, Christmas?
Yeah.
She gets them, like, shit from the dollar store.
Dollar store?
Yeah, the dollar store. She gets them, like, kitty toys from the dollar store.
Oh, man, you can tell when something's from the dollar store, too. It's all cheap and Chinese looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up. So, anyway, man, well, look, I think I'm gonna call in a night here, but I thank you for calling, and also, Prankmaster, thank you for having Roywood Jr. call in. That was awesome, man.
Yeah. I mean, I talked to him a lot online, so...
Really? Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
You know, I've done a lot of PCU, you know?
Yeah,
I've got Billy Mirror on this show. I've got Zola down on the show. I've gotten, you know, Ling from lingtunes.nz.co on here. I've gotten... the singing psychic on here.
The singing
psychic. You know, I've gotten a lot of people. And, you know, Robert Jr.
Hey, Prankmaster, the singing psychic, she's a psychic?
Yeah.
Do you think she could call on my show when I got all these people on? Like, do you think she could read Milkman and me and Andy up here in the studio live?
I could probably get her to.
You think she'd take callers calling in and do their readings too, or you think she'd be against that?
I don't know. I have to give you the number, and you just go from there and say.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah. When we get offline here, just real quick, hook me up and let me know what's up with that, man. That'd be cool. That'd be cool as hell, man. All right. All right, man. Hey, thanks very much for calling in. That was a great call that we just did and everything. I'm going to have to call it a night, though, because I'm just getting ready to crash, so.
Yeah, me too, dude.
It's been a late night, but it's been a great night, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, prank myself. I will talk to you hopefully next Thursday, probably. Maybe you'll call in the show, or I'll see you then. Or in the meantime,
yeah.
we'll talk. You know, we'll talk business, man.
3 weeks till KDK comes.
That's right.
We're gonna have a blast. Yeah. I think I'm gonna hire a midget to run around the streets naked and like advertising KDK prank calls .com.
You gotta do that, man. Right, like in Times Square or something. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that. Either that or hire the naked cowboy to do that.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, hey, prank master, you have a good night, man.
You too, dude. All
right, man. I'll catch you later. Later, man.
Alright,
all right, everybody, that's Prankmaster.
Yeah, Prankmaster in the hookup. Thanks a lot, baby.
Yeah, it's great
you
to have
the good work.
It's always great when Prankmaster calls in. He comes
through.
I like Prankmaster.
Good job.
All right,
yeah, I'll tell you, he's proficient on his audio skills now.
He is, and that's a good thing. And yeah, that's you know.
That is a good thing. He's developing.
He was getting some shit from some people, but. It's just a matter of time. It just comes to practice. And if you know what, I can do it, if I could do it, anybody can do it. That's how I say it, you know. If Milkman can do it, yeah, anybody can do it.
I may have to do it with a walker in my other hand, but I'm willing to learn.
All right. Well, good, man. Good. Well, hey, Milkman, we're going to call it a night. It's 4 a.m. just about here.
It's already?
I got to get my sleep, man. I got to go to church tomorrow. I don't know about you, man. But,
I'll tell you, I'll go to church tomorrow night to make up for this session of craziness in a madhouse.
Exactly. All right, Milkman, we'll catch you on Thursday. Everybody go to madhouselive.com and go to kdkpranks.com. We'll be on Thursday night at 9:15. Billy Mira will be on Monday night at 8 Eastern. Tomorrow, Sean Ward will be on at 10 p.m. Be sure to catch that.
Hell, Peanut Punch.
Peanut Punch is the shit, man. Yeah, KDK is on Wednesday night, and he'll be on next Saturday night once again at 10. And Friday night, Zolar Vision at 10 p.m. The controversial Zolar Vision show. all right, look, man. You have a good night, man. You take care of yourself.
All right, baby. You too, man. Thanks a lot. Peace to you, and thanks for having us on. Shout out to everybody. Roy Woods Jr., Zolar, Prankmaster, and of course, D. Incredible KDK. Later.
And let me say real quick, Lonesome Loser, thank you for your contributions as always. I have it wouldn't be the same without you. With your numbers are going through are great, and everybody else.
And I want to do a big shout out to Technofrag and thank them for putting us on too.
Yes.
Be sure and Jordan Noid doing it.
Thank God you hear him, look, man. To remind me of all this shit, you know, like.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, hey, everybody, have a great night. Have a good rest of your weekend. Enjoy your Labor Day, and we'll catch you next Thursday. That's it for now. God bless.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución, no los queremos, no los necesitamos.